Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Is Senator Roy Blunt himself. Senator, it's a pleasure to have you on the Annie Fry Show with us today. Thank you so much for the time.
How are you today?
We're doing okay. Thank you so much for the time today. It's a pleasure to speak with you. We hear that the House of Representatives just passed it without the drama that was kind of expected, a little bit of drama leading up to it. Are you proud of this bill, the stimulus relief package for the American people in the midst of this pandemic?
You know, the biggest spending bill in the history of the country, no. I'm not proud of the bill, though. I don't know that we had many choices to try to do something here. Certainly the president felt like, and the Secretary of the Treasury felt like, that not only did we have to do something, we had to do something pretty substantial to, one, get some money to struggling families that need it. Two, to try to keep people on the payrolls of small business rather than shift people needlessly from payroll to unemployment roll. Three, to try to look at the critical industries that needed some loans that have to be paid back. And then four, to continue the health care fight. And that's most of what the bill did. Certainly there were things that the White House had to accept in the bill from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer that I would have never wanted to be for, but had to have the House that would pass the bill and a few senators that would vote for it on the Democratic side. And this is the bill we wound up with. It's not anywhere close to perfect, but hopefully it'll do the four major things that both the administration and members of Congress thought needed to be done here.
Senator Blunt joining us right now. Let me ask you about the president's leadership on this issue. Was the president a key figure in making it so that there could be an agreement, and a unanimous agreement, I might add, with Republicans and Democrats in the Senate?
Well, you know, that's a pretty interesting thing, too, because the vote was 96-0, and occasionally the Senate passes something unanimously, but almost never do we pass something unanimously that people actually stepped up and voted for. Our unanimous votes are usually things that are so non-controversial that we just all agree that this can be passed without having to have everybody vote. So here was a place where 96 people stepped up. Many of them, like me, voted for the Ben Sasse amendment that would have corrected the unemployment payment issue that I think is a critical problem with the bill, but something Democrats insisted on. And even though we would have liked to replace that, and I'm sure a number of other things, every senator did vote for the bill. And one of the reasons every senator on our side voted for the bill is that the president was encouraging us to get that bill on his desk. He, through Secretary Mnuchin, was the principal Republican negotiator. You know, the good news is we had a Republican Senate package to start with. The bad news is that the president and Secretary Mnuchin had to accept some of what the Democrats insisted on to get them to agree to pass the bill. Could have been a lot worse. Certainly the bill that we put forward initially was quite a bit better, but it's around the edges. Once you get beyond the $1.8 or so trillion of spending that everybody agreed had to happen, then some things got added on that you wouldn't have wanted in the bill, but they kept some things off, like the Green New Deal that the Democrats were insisting on, and taking over, the federal government taking over state and local elections that they were absolutely insistent on. And the president was able to keep those things off the bill.
Senator Roy Blunt joining us now after we have heard that the House has successfully passed the $2 trillion stimulus package that started in the Senate. I had a caller or a commenter yesterday on our Facebook Live say, he's a utility worker. He still goes to work because he was, considered essential. They did have to lay some people off. The people who are laid off right now are going to make more money than he is going to make while he goes to work and is at a higher risk to actually get this virus. What do you say to those businesses that are having to make a decision about this? Also, the workers who are going to have to continue to show up and do their job to keep the country moving while some of the other people who they're used to working alongside with, who maybe have been told that you're part of the group that's going to have to stay home, are actually going to make more money at home and be safer at home.
Well, certainly, Annie, our goal was to keep people off the unemployment rolls. I think the $600 of additional money per month if you're on unemployment for that first 8 or 12 weeks was something that it's unfortunate that the president and the secretary of the treasury decided they had to accept that. But it's a short-term problem. It's something I absolutely don't agree with. The real key to this bill for small business was we're going to loan you some money, and if you'll keep your employees on your payroll for 8 weeks under the right circumstances, which were pretty easily met, you won't have to pay that money back. Our goal was to try to keep people on payrolls and off unemployment rolls. Certainly that goal is not assisted when the unemployment roll becomes more lucrative than the payroll they otherwise would have been on. But that won't last very long. What will last is all of those small businesses that keep people on their payroll so that the day the economy can once again put the pedal to the metal and get started, that those small businesses are still in place and ready to go and doing everything they're able to do in this economy, but not losing the place that they had in the strongest economy of our lifetime, which was where we were in February. Obviously, the president's great desire and all our great desires should be to get back to as much of that strong economy as quickly as we can. And I think the small business lending part of that helps. I think the money that most Missouri families will get, if you made $75,000 or less than that, you're going to be, individuals will get $1,200, couples $2,400, $500 for their children. That check should go out to people sometime between now and, say, the 10th of April, if the Secretary of Treasury is able to meet his own deadline on this. And we're just trying to keep this economy going at a time when we're in a moment where none of us have ever seen anything like this before. You know, in 2008 and 2009, the economy slowed down dramatically, but didn't come anywhere close to stopping like it has in the last 10 days. In 2001, after 9/11, the American people basically said, we're not going to let the terrorists tell us what we can do. And if anything, probably got more aggressive in their spending and their going out and doing things. So this is a moment that nobody has seen before that's alive today. And trying to figure out quickly what to do about that means you're going to have some things happen that you didn't like, but you don't want to lose sight of the greater effort being made to keep people on payrolls, to keep businesses still functioning, and to help families who have extraordinary expenses that they wouldn't normally have.
We're speaking with Senator Roy Blunt now. I want to ask you a quick question. I've only got about 45 seconds left here. How soon do you expect American people to have access to this money in their checking account?
You know, I think the whole idea would be that it'll go into your checking account. If you filed a tax return that had a checking account location in case you had a refund, that's where this money will go. Otherwise, you'll get the money, but it'll be a little slower The goal of the Secretary of the Treasury is to get this in people's checking accounts to the maximum extent possible by, say, the end of the first week or so in April. That's a pretty impressive deadline, but this is set up to meet an impressive delivery of this money to the families and individuals in our country. Almost every Missourian will get a check or get a deposit in their account, and hopefully it helps them get through this and even encourages them to get out and do something in the economy when the economy starts back up again.
Well, Senator Roy Blunt, a pleasure to speak with you today. Stay safe, be well, and we look forward to following up with you again as we understand that there might be a little bit more to come down the road for us. Senator Blunt, thank you so much today. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Annie. Great to be with you. There are a lot of legitimate concerns here and a lot of questions to be asked, and I'm trying to help you find the answers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.